Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's Monday, the 12th of March, 2012. And you can call me SM2N. And this is my audio blog. Very much enjoyed the booze over the that have been published in the last few days. Interesting. Listened to a couple this morning from a couple of sort of responses from Acrobat and from Imani blog. Imani blog's boo really had me in stitches, the one where he was talking about the armchair metaphysician. Brilliant, really enjoyed that. Of course, the boos before from Nick Holloway and Jacqueline B about the differences between loving oneself and loving being oneself. Acrobat weighed in this morning, and it's just funny how the subject was kind of kicked on a little bit by me making a little joke in a comment, and a little joke in one of my boos. But anyway, Acrobat's response this morning got me thinking as well a bit more about it. And it strikes me from listening to Acrobat and what everyone else has said, but particularly from what Acrobat said, it struck me that loving I can draw a kind of line, an inward outward line. So if I imagine myself as an eggshell, I'm inside the egg. And the shell is that boundary. Then to love oneself is to love what's inside that shell. And to love being oneself is to love what's outside that shell, in a way. Because all the things that people described about loving being oneself is more about the things that happen to oneself because one is oneself, the way that everyone else interacts with you. So it's like the experience of being me is what everyone else does to me. So the way that my wife smiles at me, the way that my children smile at me and laugh at me and scream at me and kick me and everyone else that I meet in my life, how they talk to me, how they look at me, how they react. It's all about everything outside that shell. Whereas loving oneself is to learn to love what's inside that shell, to learn to get used to one's own foibles and personality traits. So that's my way of trying to summarise what I've heard from people, including Acrobat, and how I sort of crystallise that idea of loving oneself and loving being oneself. It's quite ironic, really. Loving being oneself is not about... It's not about the self. It's about what everyone and all the things that happen to you, because you are who you are. I don't know. Anyway, it's got me thinking anyway, so thank you for everyone for that. Be interested to hear if anyone else has any reactions to what I've said. It's a bit like an eggshell. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.